41 public drinking water systems in Kentucky have tested positive for PFAS contamination, according to a new report released Wednesday. In most cases, the samples were significantly lower than the health advisory set by the Environmental Protection Agency. But as Ryan Van Velzer from member station WFPL reports, those standards are under review.
PFAS, PFOA, and related chemicals are in deodorant, lipstick, nail polish, food packaging, and so much more. To understand just how pervasive these chemicals are, consider what Kentucky scientists had to do to get a clean sample. Here's Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Tony Hatton.
Those extra precautions include you don't put your sample bottles in the inside of the vehicle where you might have Scotch Guard seats. Your clothing has to be cotton, has to be washed 6 times.
The Environmental Protection Agency has found these chemicals increase the risk of cancer, disrupt your hormone and immune systems, and increase the risk of liver and kidney disease. Right now, the EPA sets a guideline of about 70 parts per trillion. The majority of Kentucky samples fell below 5 parts per trillion.
What I would tell them is based on the current state of science and numbers that we have, that their drinking water is below a level that has been determined by the EPA to be safe for lifetime consumption.
The highest levels were found along the Ohio River in South Shore. That's in eastern Kentucky. There, researchers detected 42 parts per trillion. For some perspective, I reached out to the general manager of the Henderson Water Utility in western Kentucky. Tom Williams says it's great that we're below the EPA levels, but that's no reason for complacency.
That's good, but that standard is going nowhere but down, probably.
The EPA is currently reviewing health standards for these forever chemicals, and already, about a dozen states have passed or are considering much lower health standards. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.